When you listen to a presidential event, especially one from the days before digital cameras, but even now, there is a distinctive low-level clatter in the background, as if someone's doing the dishes and rattling the flatware. It is the incessant clicking of pictures being taken of the President of the United States.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute
the
office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will to the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
With so many shutters clicking every day for 8 years, think of the odds against what you can see on newsstands today. There on the cover of Newsweek is Ronald Reagan, a headshot. Between the collar of a blue work shirt and the brim of a white cowboy hat is the tanned, smiling, squinting face of Mr. Reagan relaxing at his ranch. And on the cover of Time magazine, the very same photograph. It was taken in 1980 by Michael Evans, now of Zuma Press, but he was the personal photographer to President Reagan, and he joins us now from Cary, Illinois. Mr. Evans, do you remember where and under what circumstances you took this this one photograph of the president?
I was there to spend a day with him, roughly, before the convention in 1980. I did a series of pictures with his horses and performing chores and stuff like that. And towards the end of this, we sort of retired to the patio, and he sat down on the hammock, and I just asked him to sort of sit for some portraits.
What do you think it was that you captured at that incident that would strike the editors at two big news weeklies to use the very same photograph for their covers this week?
Well, I think, to me, the picture captures, you know, I've listened to all of these biographers, historians, opine about President Reagan, and I have a much simpler theory, and I think he was one of those magical kind of Irish creatures that show up every once in a while. You know, what you saw with Ronald Reagan was what you got.
Is it truly a candid shot, or was Mr. Reagan just too good an actor to be subject of a candid shot? Is it a brilliantly posed photograph on his part?
I just sat down, and you just start talking. And I must have said something he liked, because his face sort of lit up. I can remember all sorts of stories about him, but basically he was just somebody you'd like to have next door as your neighbor.
Michael Evans, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you.
Michael Evans, who was personal photographer to Ronald Reagan and took the picture that appears coincidentally on the covers today of both Time and Newsweek.